This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 6th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. It says there, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer different trials. These trials have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, which is greater worth than gold that perishes, may result in your praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." End of quote. God wants you to remember what He has already done for you. He wants you to remember what He does for you now, and also remember what He would do for you in future, in the midst of your sufferings now. Secondly, God wants you to reflect the purpose and the value of your sufferings. Then there is a possibility of great rejoicing amid trials. This great rejoicing is not earthbound, it is heavenbound. It is unknown to human wisdom, it's unfamiliar to humans. It is not earthly generated, but it is heavenly generated. Read the verses before our insight today. Verses 3 to 5 says, "In God's mercy, He gave you new birth. He gave you living hope, inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade away. And that inheritance is kept in heaven for you. Now, as you live here, through faith, you are shielded by God's power until you stand before Him." Listen, you as a child of God are shielded by God's power. Missiles would come against you, arrows would target you. However, God says you are shielded by His power now when you live on this planet, Earth. It says there is now for a little while you may have to suffer different trials. However, God wants you to remember the above 5 points. These are the things He has already done for you. You can rejoice in the grace and mercy of God. Almighty God's mercy is on you. He gave you new birth. He gave you an inheritance that would never perish, spoil, or fade, and that is reserved in heaven for you. And you are shielded now by His power. Then it says in verse 7, all kinds of trials have come with a divine purpose. What is that purpose? It says, these painful trials have come so that your faith in Him would be proven genuine. Your unshaken faith and hope in the Lord have greater worth even than gold. Gold also would eventually perish, even though it could be refined by fire, purified by fire. However, your faith in God would never perish. Like gold purifies, your faith would be purified by the fiery and refining experiences of various trials. Remember, your faith is purified through it all. Your faith in the Lord Jesus stands shining and purified. Finally, it would result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus appears. It says in the midst of all of it, you have an inexpressible and glorious joy, even though you do not see Him now with your physical eyes. You see, you would receive the end result, which is praise, glory, and honor, along with the salvation of your soul forever and ever. What is the lesson we are learning today? You see, God is merciful toward you. In His mercy, He did several things for you already. Now, currently, God is keeping you safe. You are shielded by God's power through your faith, your unshaken faith in Him. The purpose is you need to be promoted to the next level of faith. God tests and purifies you like goldsmith purifies gold to make you shining for His glory in His own unique way for your life here. However, God's shielding protection is on you even in those troubling and purifying time. One day, without delay, all these dark times you encountered would result in for your praise, glory, and honor, and you would get full and complete salvation of your body and spirit. And when you look the whole picture, the big picture of what God is doing in your personal life, I believe you can rejoice. Remember what He has already done for you. Remember what He is doing for you now. And remember what He would do for you in future. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand you have a big plan and purpose in my life, which my human mind cannot even fathom. You are the one who shaped me according to your will and fashion. I understand that you gave me new birth, hope, inheritance, and you are keeping reserved that inheritance for me. And you keeping me, you shielding me with your power now. And one day, you will give me praise and honor in front of you with full salvation of my body and soul. And I worship you, Lord. I need power now from you, which you promised. Give me your grace and power. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.